10.2.
So, Ollie, have you always been interested in sport?
Yes, I have. I was always a huge sports fan as a child, particularly tennis and football. They were the ones that I played.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a tennis player, my dad was a footballer. So those were the sports that I got into. But I always loved watching most sports. My grandfather, both of my grandfathers were huge fans of sports, so watched a lot and then just became very curious about the language of television, sometimes even more than the action of the sport.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of sport or exercise yourself?
I could tell you yes, but that would be a lie, especially about the exercise bit. I do probably not enough exercise. I play football. I play tennis a little bit, that's about it. And I would never, because I'm a sports commentator, I would never call myself an athlete because I know what an athlete really is and it isn't me.
What made you want to be a commentator?
When I was a child, I commentated on everything that was happening. That's the thing that unites all sports commentators. When you go back to their childhood, they're the ones that commentated when people were playing football in the playground.
Mm-hmm.
When I was playing sport in the back garden, I was adding a running commentary to it. I made cassette tapes that I've still got when I was 11 years old of radio broadcasts of pretend football matches. So I always had this love of language. My grandfather was somebody who absolutely loved words. And I think in my family, we grew up with a passion, a curiosity for language. So that was always there. And then when my love of sport developed, I think the two married together very nicely.
What's your favourite sport to commentate on?
My number one is definitely gymnastics, which I love because of the variety. There's just so many different forms of gymnastics. It could be trampolining or aerobics or rhythmic gymnastics. That's beautiful and exciting to do so many different things.
Do you have to be an expert in all the sports you commentate on?
There are some sports that you have to have extremely strong knowledge of. Gymnastics is full of technical moves, complex rules, complex scoring. You have to know the vocabulary. You have to understand it.
I'm sure.
There are other sports that are definitely something you can commentate without being an expert. For example, a race. Now, if you're doing a race in swimming, in horse racing, in athletics, it's still just a race. The most important thing is tell the story of the race.
What would you say is the most difficult thing about commentating?
Shutting up is definitely the hardest thing about commentating because pictures are beautiful. Sound is beautiful. The sound of a crowd is a beautiful thing. The sound of a player screaming with excitement when they hit the winning point is wonderful. It's very easy as a commentator to forget that there are pictures. And we use a phrase in the broadcasting world. We say, let the picture breathe. And I think that's really important to do.
That's so interesting. Do you ever disagree with the referee or the judges when you're commentating?
Absolutely. But the important thing is do not destroy them. As a broadcaster, do not attack referees or judges. They are human beings. They are doing a job. They get it right sometimes. They get it wrong sometimes. Unless a referee is obviously cheating, which is very, very, very unusual, then you have to be understanding and kind because athletes make mistakes, referees make mistakes, commentators make mistakes.
So have you ever seen anyone, a player or an athlete, cheating during an event?
Very occasionally. I would say that most athletes actually have great integrity. They are very honest people. It's rare that it happens. When it does happen, it can be quite difficult, actually. You have to choose your words very carefully because maybe to me or to you, it's very obviously cheating, but it's not to them. Sometimes a footballer dives, but did they dive or did they fall? And actually, it's not my job to try to inhabit the mind of the athlete and tell you what they were thinking at the time. Where it is also difficult is maybe if an athlete has returned after a ban because they had taken drugs or they had cheated, then you have to refer to that ban. But it's important not to be stuck in the past too much.
What do you think commentary adds to the experience of a television viewer?
Commentary should be furniture, not wallpaper. I think that's a term that we use quite often in broadcasting. It should make it easier for the viewer to place themselves in the action. It shouldn't just be decoration. It shouldn't be something that distracts you from the really important things. If you use too many words, if you start to tell meaningless stories, then the viewer will switch off from the things that you're saying. I think the point of commentary is to provide drama. It is to help explain why things have happened, and it's also to introduce new viewers to a sport.
I see. What are the most memorable moments of your career so far?
You never forget your first Olympic Games. The feeling of arriving at the stadium, staring up at the Olympic rings, probably the most famous logo in all of sport. You look at it and you realise this is what you are doing. You are part of the Olympic movement, and that's incredible. And the Olympic Park is full of energy. The atmosphere is unbelievable there. And you get to broadcast the greatest moments of people's careers at the Olympic Games, which is an incredible feeling.